Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. This is game one of a six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers and, of course, your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is game seven of a 12-game homestand for the Rawhide. Although the Rawhide were swept by the Grizzlies last week, trying to get back on track, currently riding a six-game losing streak. And here's the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide as they take the field now. That'll try to snap that six-game losing streak. Leading off for the Rawhide at second base, number two, Manuel Pena. Batting second, the shortstop, number three, Juan Corniel. Batting third in left field, number 12, Junior Franco. In a cleanup spot at first base, number 10, Ivan Melendez. Batting fifth behind the plate, number eight, Adrian Del Castillo. Batting sixth in right field, number 21, Kevin Graham. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number one, Josh Day. Eighth at third, 11, Gavin Contasello. And ninth, the center fielder, Brett Johnson. The starting pitcher today is Diomede Sierra. We'll stay right here for the national anthem. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Second baseman Manuel Pena and a first base Ivan Melendez. 1-0. Tries to check his swing. He does go around on a pitch in the dirt. 1-1 count. From left to right for the Rawhide, Junior Franco, Brett Johnson, and Kevin Graham. And for those of you who are trying to listen online instead of watch on MLB TV, we are up and running, although I think our Wi-Fi is still down. The pitch swung on. Runner was off. They'll have to retreat to first base as Johnson comes over and makes the catch for the first out of the inning, and Aline goes back to first base. One away.
Third baseman, number six, Nick Bittison.
Nick Bittison batting from the left side. Beg your pardon, from the right side. Third baseman today for the Quakes. Pickoff attempt over at first base. Aline back safely diving. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Daniel Bytheway, and on the bases, Jack Wason. Pickoff attempt at first base, but they actually called a balk. So a pickoff attempt by Sierra, and it looked like they had Aline leaning. He took off for second, but it was a balk called on Sierra, and that's why Aline was able to go to second base. Runner in scoring position now for the Quakes. One away. Takes away the double play ball. Bittison swings and fouls it off. 0-1 count. Finishing my thought was the umpires, after the step off by Sierra before the last pitch, they showed two fingers out. And what's interesting with that is the pickoff rule and the step-off rule now is you can only do it twice in an at-bat. I thought it cleared as the pitch is swung on and missed. I thought it reset if a runner advanced a second. I'm not sure if that's the case. I'll have to look at the rule book. We're all kind of learning as we go. And quite frankly, the pitch clock and the pickoff rule is kind of being interpreted differently by different umpiring crews. The pitch comes inside, misses, gets by Del Castillo, and that allows Aline to get to third base. Runner on third, two down, scoreless in the top of the first inning. One count. Dalton rushing at the plate. The pitch just misses outside and low, ball two. 2-1. Swung on and missed on a pitch, and the dirt count is 2-2. Two-two count, two down, a runner on third. Rushing batting 306 this season.
For excellent surgical care, as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahealth.org. Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
This summer, save big at the pump all season long in a brand new Toyota hybrid. Because when it comes to hybrids, Toyota is the industry leader, offering more models than any other brand. So go ahead, adventure in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and enjoy the open road while getting incredible MPG. It all starts with a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Go, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom half of the first inning, I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. Scoreless in the bottom half of the first. And slight delay of game. I think we are waiting for a first base coach. And here comes Oscar Santos. He will be the Rawhide first base coach today. We do have a number of coordinators in town, but no official fourth coach. So Santos will be over there at first base. First pitch to Pena. He squares to bunt, pulls back at the ball high. Joel Ibarra, right-handed pitcher on the mound. 1-0. Called strike count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, ball two. Pitch to Pena. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike. 2-2 count. Ibarra kicks. Swung on, foul tipped. Pena stays alive. Catching for Ibarra today is Dalton Ruching. At third base, Nick Bittison. Shortstop, Sean McLean. Second baseman, Taylor Young. And at first, Kyle Niven. The pitch, called strike three. Pena goes down looking for the first out of the inning. One down, nobody on for the shortstop, Juan Corniel. Switch hitter batting from the left against the right-handed pitcher. Misses outside, ball one. In left field, Luis Rodriguez. Center field, Jake Vogel. And in right field, Juan Alonso. 1-0. Missing outside, ball two. The Rawhide have had a number of roster moves today. Adrian Del Castillo transferred from Hillsboro. Landon Green, a pitcher, transferred from the Arizona Complex League, along with Kyle Mora, who is also transferred from the Complex League. Pitch misses outside, 3-0 count to Pena after Ibarra strikes out Pena looking. Corniel now up there with a 3-0 count. He kicks. Strike on the outside corner. Three-one, missing outside, a ball for Corniel draws a walk, and that's the first base runner of the day for the Rawhide. Juan Corniel standing on first base with a walk. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Junior Franco at the plate, swings at the pitch, and it's fouled off. Third consecutive left-handed hitter that Ibarra is facing. Runner on first, one down, scoreless in the first inning. Pitch is a called strike, 1-1 count. Joel Ibarra, 2-2 with an 8.03 ERA. The pitch, swung on and missed. The runner takes off. The throw to second is in time. A strike him out, throw him out to end the inning despite the one-out walk. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Ibarra. Scoreless going into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Numbers don't work hard all day and still find time to volunteer. Credit scores don't put themselves through college at 37 and still make it to their kids' volleyball games. Account balances don't support their neighbors, but people do. You're not just a number at Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top-of-the-line products, competitive rates, digital banking options, and conveniently located branches. See all our member benefits at valleystrong.com. Valley Strong, the strong in all of us.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
This summer, save big at the pump all season long in a brand new Toyota hybrid. Because when it comes to hybrids, Toyota is the industry leader, offering more models than any other brand. So go ahead, adventure in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and enjoy the open road while getting incredible MPG. It all starts with a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Sierra back on the mound for his second inning of work. At the plate, Kyle Nevin batting from the right side. Pitch from the southpaw misses low in the dirt, ball one. Due up after him, Luis Rodriguez and Juan Alonso and Sean McLean will come to the plate if any of them reach. 1-0, swung on, lined into right field. Graham coming in, makes the catch, one away. Started to mention to you the three transactions we had today for the Rawhide. Just three additions. Again, Del Castillo will only be here for the week. Landon Green, Kyle Mora, transferred here from the Arizona Complex League. Both will be relief pitchers, from my understanding. The pitch misses inside, ball one to Rodriguez. No other moves for the Rawhide, but I haven't been here the last 4 days, so still quite a few roster changes that I haven't seen yet. 1-0 misses ball two. Josh Swales is placed on the injured list. S.P. Chen was promoted to Hillsboro. The pitch called strike. That was on August 20th. And on August 21st, Liam Norris placed on the Visalia injured list. From my understanding, it's a knee injury with Norris. The pitch misses high, ball three. And with Swales, it's a back, kind of a tighter, a lower back tightness. That's the way he described it to me. 3-1 count, one down, Rodriguez at the plate. Sierra deals. Called strike at the letters as Rodriguez took a step towards first base. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, second baseman Pena ranging, can't get to it. A slow ground ball that goes into right field for a one out base hit. That's the second hit of the day in as many innings for the Quakes. That one, not a very hard hit ball at all. Sounds like it's off the end of the bat. Pena was shading towards second. Good effort laid out to attempt to get it, but unable to do so. One down, runner on first. Called strike on the outside corner to Juan Alonso. The pitch. It's actually a pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely standing up. Pitch is swung on, deep fly ball, right field. Graham going back at the wall, looks up. A home run for Alonso. Alonso, newest addition to the Quakes, his first at bat, a two-run shot to give the Quakes a 2-0 lead. Alonso in his first at-bat as a member of the Quakes. Not only the first at-bat, but first swing as a member of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes is an opposite field home run. 2-0 Quakes lead. One down. Pitch comes in. Misses inside to Sean McClain. Pitch is a called strike. McClain, the shortstop, batting 196. Another strike on the outside corner. 1-2 count, one away. No real shift in the infield. Outfield now taking a few steps to their right. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined, foul, right field side. Count remains 1-2. And Del Castillo is going to have a conversation with Sierra on the mound. That home run is the eighth home run given up by Sierra this year with the Rawhide. Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach, also came out to have a quick conversation with them. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Here's the 1-2. Cold strike, three on the inside corner. McClain goes down looking for the second out of the inning. That's the first strikeout of the day for Sierra. It's brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Taylor Young, the second baseman, batting from the right, two away. He's also the number 9 batter. Pitch is a called strike. 0-1. Misses outside. Sierra has been with the Rawhide since opening day. He is 3-5 this season with a 5 ERA. Pitches a strike at the knees. 1-2 count. Two away, nobody on, with the Quakes leading 2-0 in the second. Southpaw kicks. Misses low. This is Sierra's 19th start this season. Stone 72 innings of work for the Rawhide. Pitch misses low and in, ball three, full count. In those 72 innings, he has struck out 80 while walking 47. Payoff pitch. Misses low and inside, ball four. First walk given up by Sierra. He loses him. He was ahead in the count, 1-2, but walks the number nine batter, Young, and now he'll face the leadoff man, Bubba Aline.
Bubba Aline.
And they're going to come check on Sierra. They saw something that I didn't. Haruki Magochi, the athletic trainer for the Rawhide, coming out with Cortez and Gabby Hernandez, the entire infield as well. I know he's dealt with some cramping issues. I don't know of any injuries that he's really dealt with. He has left the game early before due to a cramp in his leg, from my understanding. I didn't see anything where I thought he looked injured, but again, Haruki always paying attention to that. His last outing, Sierra threw 6 innings of work against the Grizzlies, ended up taking the loss, though. Gave up 3 runs, only 1 of them earned. And I think they're going to let him throw a few, hopefully. Except Gabby is starting to look into the bullpen to decide who's going to come in. And it is going to be the day for Diomede Sierra. Again, I don't know what they saw. Able to walk off fine, thankfully. Well, this is going to be a call to the bullpen. I think this is going to be Eric Mendez. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Well, it's Eric Mendez. This is not the start that you want for the Rawhide to start off this series with your starter who can go 6 innings. Now we're going to start using the bullpen in only the second inning. Definitely affect the rest of the series. But right now, Eric Mendez will have as much time as the umpires deem necessary for him to warm up. We're going to take a rather long break here for the pitching change. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Hard all day and still find time to volunteer. Credit scores don't put themselves through college at 37 and still make it to their kids' volleyball games. Account balances don't support their neighbors, but people do. You're not just a number at Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top-of-the-line products, competitive rates, digital banking options, and conveniently located branches. See all our member benefits at valleystrong.com. Valley Strong, the strong in all of us.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron. It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that...
Eric Mendez is on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Diomede Sierra. And here's a runner on first, two away in the top half of the second. The pitch swung on, a one hopper to the first baseman. Melendez picks it up, touches first base, and Mendez is able to get out of the inning in just two pitches against Sierra. Taken out due to an injury. Not sure what it was. I know he's dealt with some cramping issues in his legs before. Can only hope it's something like that and nothing too serious. We're going into the bottom half of the second inning. The Quakes lead 2-0 thanks to a two-run blast by Juan Alonso in his first swing as a member of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Heading into the bottom half of the second, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
You're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Ivan Melendez batting from the right side, bottom half of the second inning. The first pitch comes in, almost hits him. He's been hit quite a few times. 1-0 count. Ibarra back on the mound for his second inning of work. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a slow line drive. Finds some grass in center field. Melendez, a leadoff single, although it sounded like it might have been a broken bat. But that is the first hit of the day for the Rawhide off the bat of the first baseman and cleanup batter, Melendez. First hit of the day is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special.
The catcher, Adrian Del Castillo.
Adrian Del Castillo at the plate, batting from the left side. First at bat back with the Rawhide since last year. The pitch misses outside ball one. Runner on first, nobody out. The Rawhide trail by two. Still early in the game, only the second inning. Swung on, lined into right center field. Right fielder Alonzo comes over, gets by him for a split second, but he's able to recover and make the throw to hold Melendez at second. Off the bat, I thought that was going to be either caught or get by him. Ended up landing well in front of him. Because of that, Melendez didn't reach second base until after he saw it drop. He was holding off to make sure that he didn't make the catch. Had he just been at second base when it did drop and then it got by him, he might have been able to try to make it to third, although Melendez, not the fastest base runner on the Rawhide, runs well for a first baseman, but might not have wanted to take that chance. Runners on first and second, nobody out, and Kevin Graham batting from the left side. First pitch, coming inside, gets by the catcher. Melendez thinks about going, but he'll stay at second base. Could see him switch. If he took off immediately, he might have been able to make it. But the backstop here at Valley Strong Ballpark, very close to home plate. We've actually seen it happen before where a pitch gets by the catcher, comes back to them, and they're able to tag the runner out trying to go from third to home on a pass ball. 1-0 count. Pitch to Graham. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 count. He kicks. Pitch just misses out. Ball two. Did not look bad from here. Two-one count. Right versus left matchup. Ibarra kicks. Strike at the knees. 2-2 count. Ibarra making his fourth start for the Quakes and his seventh appearance overall. This is the first time that he's facing the Rawhide. 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Graham goes down swinging on an off-speed pitch for the first out of the inning. Josh Day, the designated hitter, at the plate, batting from the right side. Runners on first and second still, but one down. Outfield shading to the right. No real shift in the infield, but they are at a double play depth. Pitch misses, low and outside ball one. Day batting .357. He's hit two home runs and driven in eight runs for the Rawhide. The pitch misses in ball two. He's been with the Rawhide just about 2 weeks now. His first hit as a member of the Rawhide was a grand slam. It's actually his first hit in minor league baseball. The pitch is swung on and missed. 2-1 count. He's originally from Mississippi, went to school at Missouri. We've seen him at both middle infield positions so far this season. 2-1 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third baseman tries to get to it, he can't. goes into left field. Melendez is going to score. They're going to hold Del Castillo at third as Day standing at second base with an RBI double to drive in the first run of the game. That was electric. That is your electric play of the game brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. Gavin Contesello batting from the left side. One away, runners on second and third. A base hit could give the Rawhide the lead, should at least score, tie it up. Del Castillo on third, Day on second. The pitch is swung on and missed. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Both those pitches look to be high inside. Both teams have three hits today. The Quakes have two runs to show for it, and the Rawhide one. Bottom half of the second inning. Here's the pitch. It misses outside. One, two count. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. 2-2. Count. Pitch from Ibarra. Fouled off. Again, this is the first time that the Rawhide are facing the pitcher Ibarra. His last outing was in the last homestand against the Nuts on August 17th. He faced them. Allowed just one run on one hit over three innings. 2-2. Misses low. Ball three did not look like it missed by much, at least from my angle up here. Full count, one down. Pitch to Contesello, fouled off. That was a very delayed swing. I don't know if it was delayed or if Ibarra just almost blew it past Contesello. He's able to get his end of the bat on it, though. Full count, still one away. Two runners in scoring position with the Rawhide trailing by one. Payoff pitch, swung on, ground ball gets by the first baseman into right field. Del Castillo will score. Josh Day will score, and the Rawhide now lead 3-2 in the bottom half of the second inning. I would assume that's going to be ruled an error on Nevin, and it is officially an error on Nevin, first error of the game. Contesello hit the ball well, but should have been fielded by Nevin. 3-2 ball game, Rawhide lead, bottom half of the second inning. And Contesello standing on first base. Again, it is ruled an error on Nevin. Clearly the Quakes need more training. For real job training, come to Able Inc., where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. Long at bye by Contesello, 2-8 pitches. Finally got something he's able to handle and put it in play. Bottom half of the second, one away, runner on first. And Brett Johnson, the number nine batter, batting from the left side. One down. Pitch miss. Ooh, sorry. Cold strike. I thought that was definitely going to be a ball. Johnson checked his swing. Didn't go around, but it was a called strike by Daniel, by the way. 0-1 count, one down. The pitch. Swung on, lined into left field. Left fielder Rodriguez comes over and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Contesello retreats back to first base. Top of the order at the plate, Manuel Pena. Bats from the left. Two away. He struck out looking in his first at bat against Ibarra. By the way, the last two runs that scored should not be earned to Ibarra. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Ibarra last year was in the Dominican Summer League playing for the Dodgers organization. 0-1. Swung on. Fly ball into center field. Vogel takes a step back. Now one step in. Makes the catch to end the inning, but the Rawhide score three runs off of three hits and one error committed by the Quakes. They lead 3-2 going into the top half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
This is Remy, the oldest 23-year-old you know. Team Mom, college on pause.
For a bit of adventure this summer, look no further than a new fuel-efficient Toyota hybrid. As the industry leader, Toyota offers more hybrid models than any other brand, so you can live life to the fullest while getting incredible MPG. Go farther than ever before this season in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and save big at the pump all summer long in a brand new Toyota hybrid. It all starts at Toyota's national sales event. Toyota, let's go places.
Chevron Brewer Section 9, our firefighters with the Mycenae Firefighters Association. Bigelow Motor Hall of Fame Club, we welcome members of the Mycenae Chamber of Commerce. These groups and the fans in attendance tonight, welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. You can buy tickets to Rawhide Games online at rawhidebaseball.com or by visiting the ticket office sponsored by Kaweah Health. A proud sponsor of the Mycenae Rawhide. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life. Let's head to the top half of the third inning, batting for Rancho Cucamonga, center fielder Jake Vogel.
Top half of the third, the Rawhide lead. 3-2 ball game. Mendez back on the mound. The pitch. Cold strike. 0-1 count. The last two runs scored by the Rawhide, and their three runs second, are unearned to Ibarra because of the air on the first baseman, Nevin. The pitch just misses inside. Looked good from Mendez. Mendez came in after Sierra was taken out of the game due to an injury. Again, I'm not sure what the injury was. The pitch swung on, lined into left field. Here comes Franco, makes the diving play for the first out of the inning. It looked like at first he was going to try to have to make a backhanded diving play, and then last second, he turned his glove over with his fingertips down and able to make the play for the first out of the inning. Nice play by Franco. One down. And Nick Bittison is batting from the right. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Mendez. Right-handed pitcher from Aruba, again, in relief for Sierra, who couldn't make it out of the second inning because of an injury. He was taken out of the ball game a few weeks ago as that pitch is fouled off when the Rawhide were hosting Lake Elsinore here in the first week of August, I think it was. He was taken out of the ball game due to a leg cramp, so have to hope it's that and nothing more serious. 0-2 count to Bittison. Here's the pitch. Check swing on a high inside pitch. One, two, count, one away. Swung on and missed, strike three. Bittison goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. For many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Two away, nobody on for Dalton Rushing. He lined out to the first baseman Melendez in his first at bat. Mendez kicks, called strike. So Sierra, who did give up two runs off because of a home run, threw an inning and two-thirds, three hits, two earned runs, walked one, struck out one. He is no longer a part of the decision since the Rawhide scored three runs and have taken the lead. The pitch is swung on, fouled off his front foot, and Rushing taking some time to walk that one off. He does have a shin guard, but I think it might have just missed it. But honestly, even if it hits the shin guard, these guys are hitting the ball so hard off the bat that it's still going to sting a little bit. Go, 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Mendez. Strikes out the last two batters he faces. That strikeout again brought to you by Visalia Kia. $500 down is all you need. And we are going to have a pitching change for the Quakes as someone is trotting in from the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Bottom half of the third coming up. Rawhide still leading by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Thank you very much, Brian. That's right. We have some of our booth.
Recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
This summer, save big at the pump all season long in a brand new Toyota Hybrid. Because when it comes to hybrids, Toyota is the industry leader, offering more models than any other brand. So go ahead, adventure in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and enjoy the open road while getting incredible MPG. It all starts with a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom half of the third inning. Rawhide lead by one. Corniel squares to bunt. Gets it down the third base side. The pitcher picks it up. The throw to first. In time to get Corniel. A nice bunt down the third base side. I think maybe just a little bit too hard and a little bit too close to the pitcher's mound. You want to get that where the third baseman's the only one who could come in and make that play. Now, of course, Rosario, the new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes, had to make an amazing play. Not trying to take anything away from him. I do think Corniel could have bunted it a little bit better to give himself a better opportunity to reach first base, though. Franco at the plate takes a cold strike on the inside corner. Rosario, right-handed pitcher in relief for Ibarra. Pitch is fouled off, 0-2 count. Lights are on at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's 7:21 local time. Been playing for almost an hour. They're not taking full... Nobody on in Melendez. Swings the first pitch. Deep fly ball. Left center field. It's into the trees. Ivan Melendez. Make it 4-2 in the bottom half of the third. over the left center field wall, just to the right of the video board, into the trees at Recreation Park. That home run is powered by Steel Power Equipment.
The catcher, Adrian Del Castillo.
To find your nearest Steel dealer, search STIHL or visit steeldealers.com. Pitch to Del Castillo, swung on, deep fly ball left field. It's a fair ball. It lands right in the corner, and Del Castillo is standing on second with a two-out double. Opposite field double by Del Castillo off the bat. It looked like it was going to be foul, and it landed right just to the right of the foul line in the corner of left field. Looking at the replay, oh my gosh, that was fair by inches.
Now batting, right fielder, Kevin Graham.
Del Castillo standing on second. Two down, Rawhide lead 4-2 in the bottom half of the third, and Kevin Graham at the plate. Swings of the first pitch, it's popped up, shallow left center field. Left fielder Rodriguez comes in, makes the catch, and that will end the inning. But the Rawhide pick up another run thanks to Ivan Melendez. A solo shot over the left center field wall. 4-2 ball game going into the top half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts.
Mendez back on the mound. Top half of the fourth, the Rawhide lead by two. At the plate is Kyle Nevin. First pitch misses low. Mendez has been with the Rawhide since opening day. He was also with the Rawhide last year, starting in July. He's 4-1 this year with a 3.86 ERA. 1-0. Swung on and missed. It looked like an off-speed pitch from Mendez. This is his 38th appearance out of the bullpen. He's thrown 54 innings of work, striking out 52 while walking 40. 1-1. Called strike. Opponents are batting 193 against him this season. Well, it's only the fourth inning, and both teams are no longer have their starters in the game. The pitch is fouled off. Sierra, again, has the ability to go six-plus innings, but left due to an injury. The other hand, the starter for the Quakes, Ibarra, usually has only been around three innings of work, and he left after two innings. The 1-2. Swung on, popped up. That'll go behind our press box. The pitch swung on, popped up first base side. Melendez in fair territory makes the catch two steps in front of the outfield grass. One down.
Heading towards the plate, left fielder, Luis Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, who singled in his first at bat, is now at the plate. This is the first time he's facing Mendez. Pitch misses low and out. Ball one. Mendez kicks. Tries to check his swing, but it's a cold strike on the outside corner. 1-1 count for Rodriguez, who's batting .230 this season. He has 10 home runs and 57 runs batted in for the Quakes. Called strike outside corner. Nice framing done by Del Castillo. Time is called by Rodriguez, the batter. Rahai now out hitting the Quakes. They have five hits. The Quakes have three. But, of course, the line in the scoreboard that matters. Rahai leading 4-2. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Rodriguez goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. And the third strikeout of the day for Mendez. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia. The Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Two down. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. At the plate is Juan Alonso, who's had a great day in his Cal League debut. Just joined the Quakes today. His first swing came in the second inning, and it was an opposite field home run to give the Quakes a 2-0 lead. And then in the last half inning, he made a nice play in right field as he slammed into the wall to rob Franco of a base hit and more than likely robbed him of extra bases. 1-1 count, two away. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. First base side. Out of play. Mendez, 6 feet, 175 pounds, right-handed pitcher out of Aruba, signed as an international free agent in 2017. The pitch, cold strike three on the inside corner. Alonso goes down swinging for the final out of the inning. Strikeout number four through 2 1/3 innings thrown by Mendez. Rawhide still lead by two. We're going into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Whenever heartburn strikes, get past relief with Tums. It's time to love food.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Josh Day at the plate, batting from the right side, the designated hitter today. First pitch misses outside. He tried to check his swing. Does not go, according to Jack Wason, on the bases. Rosario back on the mound for the Quakes in relief for Ibarra. This is the second inning of work, and there is movement in the Rawhide pen. Pitch misses outside and low, ball one. Left-handed pitcher warming. Not sure who it is. Ain't not really able to see his number. Again, we've had so many transactions over the last few weeks that haven't gotten down to be able to tell who's who when they're warming. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. A slow one, but Young picks it up and throws to first in time to retire Day. If there was a pitching change about a month ago, I'd be able to tell you exactly who was warming in the pen, but unable to see from my angle, though JT just showed us. It looked like it's Spencer. Pitch to Contesello, misses low, ball one. So again, left-handed pitcher warming in the pen. Looks like it's Spencer Geesting. I haven't seen him pitch yet. He did join the team when I was here. The pitch is swung on and missed strike one. I missed the last four home games due to a family wedding, so I did get to meet him. I haven't seen him pitch yet. 1-1, swung on, ground ball back up the middle, threw into center field. Contesello with his first hit of the day. Ground ball threw into center field. Contesello the runner on first, and Brett Johnson will bat from the left side. One away. The Rawhide lead 4-2 in the bottom half of the fourth. Infield shading to the right. First pitch misses low, ball one. Johnson flew out to left field in his first at-bat. One-oh, swung on, grounded foul, first base side. Rosario is 5-6 this season with a 7.01 ERA. This is his 23rd appearance, the ninth time out of the bullpen. He has started 14 games for the Quakes. He's thrown 70 innings of work for them. The 1-1 swung on and missed strike two. In those 70 innings, he has struck out 88 while walking 50. And opponents are batting 264 against him. Right-handed pitcher receives the sign. He sets. Glove at the chest, kicks, swung on and missed strike three. Johnson strikes out to the second out of the inning on his follow through on his, I guess the backswing is the correct term. On his backswing, he hit the catcher on the mask there. You see it right there. It wasn't even on the backswing. It was on his way back from his backswing. It hit the mask of the catcher rushing. Says he's fine. Two down. Top of the order, Manuel Pena. At the plate, batting from the left. Pitch misses low. Two away, runner on first is still Contesello. The Rawhide lead 4-2 in the fourth. No more sunlight on the playing surface now. 7:36 local time, been playing for an hour and 5 minutes. The pitch is swung on. Contesello off on the pitch, and he's safe at second base. The throw was wide of second to the left. That's why Contesello is safe. Now John Shoemaker out to say that he thinks Pena got in the way of the throw. I didn't see that. And again, we did just have a player accidentally hit him on his follow-through. And they are going to send Contesello back to first base. I can only assume it's batter's interference. And the throw from rushing was wide of second. Let's look at the replay. I think maybe Pena hit rushing on his backswing again. 1-1, missing. High ball two. So Contesello's back on first base. Again, looking at that replay, if you look on this here, it hits him on the head right there, I think it is. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. 2-2 count, two down, a runner on first. So it's back-to-back batters now that have hit rushing on their follow-through. You have to, great heads-up play by Shoemaker for seeing that. The manager for the Quakes, I didn't see it at all, and I have a pretty good angle from what hits the catcher here. 2-2, swung on, fouled off again. I do have to wonder if rushing's a little bit closer to the plate than normal. I mean, there isn't, he hasn't had a catcher's interference yet where he's affected the swing. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lines right to the second baseman, but it gets by him into right field. It made Young pause. He tried to pick it instead of taking a step in on that ball. Hard to make that decision when the ball hit that hard at you. They're going to give it an error on the second baseman. So Pena standing on a second. He reaches on an error by the second baseman. That's the second error of the day for the Quakes. I think that could have been argued as a hit. We'll see. Corniel at the plate. Takes ball one high. Second error of the day for the Quakes. And clearly the Quakes need more training. For real job training, come to Able Link, where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. Two away, runners on first and second. The pitch called strike, high outside corner. There we go. On second is Contesello, on first, Pena. The pitch. Swung on line to foul into the CSDA pasture.
That ball stand in the ballpark. That is a Porter Subs prize ball. Take it to the general store for a free sandwich from Porter Subs. Slicing fries for 50 years.
One, two from Rosario. Called strike three on the inside corner. Corniel goes down looking to end the inning. The Rawhide strand two runners on, but they still lead by two. Going into the fifth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/src. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
This summer, save big at the pump all season long in a brand new Toyota hybrid. Because when it comes to hybrids, Toyota is the industry leader, offering more models than any other brand. So go ahead, adventure in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and enjoy the open road while getting incredible MPG. It all starts with a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
In the Valley, numbers don't work hard all day and still find time to volunteer. Credit scores don't put themselves through college at 37 and still make it to their kids' volleyball games. Account balances don't support their neighbors, but people do. You're not just a number at Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top-of-the-line products, competitive rates, digital banking options, and conveniently located branches. See all our member benefits at valleystrong.com. Valley Strong, the strong in all of us.
be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee.
Top half of the fifth inning, Rawhide lead 4-2, and we have a pitching change for the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. In relief for Eric Mendez is number 25, Spencer Giesting, left-handed pitcher from Ohio. 0-1, swung on, lined into, no, it's caught by the shortstop, Corniel. I spoke too soon. Off the bat, I thought it was definitely going to find some grass. Instead, it must have been hit off the handle as McLean lines out to Corniel. Corniel drop-stepping like an outfielder, able to make the catch over his glove shoulder for the first out of the inning. That's what I get for speaking too soon. One down. Nobody on for Taylor Young, the second baseman. He walked in his first at-bat. Pitch to him, a called strike. Easting in relief for Mendez. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. The pitch misses low. Two-one. Southpaw delivers, fouled off, third base side. Can give you the final pitching line for Mendez, who pitched very well for the Rawhide. 2 1/3 scoreless innings, no hits, no walks, and struck out 4. Perfect 2 1/3 innings thrown by Mendez. Infield shading just slightly up the middle. Outfield to the right. 2-2 count, one away. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, into the netting first base side. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Swung on, ground ball, second baseman Pena gobbles it up. The throw to first in plenty of time, two down.
Designated hitter, Bubba Aline.
Top of the order and the designated hitter, Bubba Aline, at the plate. He has singled today and also grounded out to first. First time he's facing Spencer. Pitch to him. Missing low and in. So Spencer has thrown in one game as a member of the Rawhide. He threw an inning and 2/3. Gave up one earned run off of one hit. Walked a batter. Opponents are batting 200 against him, that small sample size. So his ERA is 5.40, but again, really small sample size for that. 2-0 count, two down. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball, third base side, but it is foul. Here's the pitch. Missing low. Three balls and a strike. It's a hitter's count for Aline. The pitch swung on and missed, full count. Giesting, he was drafted in the 11th round this year by the Diamondbacks. 21 years old. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. A 1-2-3 inning of work again by the Rawhide bullpen. They have sat down the last 10 batters that they have faced. Halfway through this one, into the bottom half of the fifth we go. The Rawhide still lead by 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
think. You're usually a second behind.
It's proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health. More than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health. More than medicine, life.
This summer, save big at the pump all season long in a brand new Toyota hybrid. Because when it comes to hybrids, Toyota is the industry leader, offering more models than any other brand. So go ahead, adventure in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and enjoy the open road while getting incredible MPG. It all starts with a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom half of the fifth, Franco leading it off. Swings the first pitch, and it fouls off the mask of rushing. He's taking a beating behind the plate from balls, bats. A lot has happened, it feels like, the last two innings for him. 0-1 count. Pitch from Rosario. Called strike.
Now pitching number 34, Jermaine Lozano.
Here's the 0-2. Swung on, fouled off. Despite what you heard on the PA system, I promise Rosario has been in here for over two innings already. I promise. 0-2 count to Franco, the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. And that does land in the North Gate parking lot. There's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks. 559-747-2000 for a free quote. Time is called by Franco. Still no balls, two strikes. Rye lead 4-2. They're out hitting the Quake 6-3. The pitch swung on, grounded foul, first base side. Out of everyone in the starting lineup today for the Rawhide, aside from the pitcher Sierra, Franco is the only batter who's been here since opening day, batting 255, 14 home runs, and 57 runs batted in. Said he wants to get to 17 home runs this season. The pitch swung on, foul tipped, and he'll stay alive. So Franco has always considered himself a home run hitter, even though his stats might not show it. Last year, he only had one home run. But again, he's always considered himself a home run hitter, and now showing it off a little bit. 14 home runs so far. The 0-2 swung on, fouled off. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. The catcher will pick it up and tag him for the first out of the inning. Rosario strikes out Franco to start off the fifth. Ivan Melendez batting from the right side. He hit a home run in his last at bat. Was his second home run as a member of the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on and missed. his home run was in the third, and it made it a 4-2 ball game. That's the score now in the fifth inning. Pitch is swung on and missed strike two. His home run, not only the second one as a member of the Rawhide, but also his second in his minor league career. 0-2, swung on and missed strike three. Melendez goes down swinging on three straight high pitches. Back-to-back K's for Rosario. It's actually now three consecutive as he struck out Corniel to end the fourth. He has struck out four batters so far in his 2 2/3 innings of work. Adrian Del Castillo at the plate. Pitch is a called strike. Del Castillo, 2-for-2 today. He doubled down the left field line. It was a perfectly placed ball. High fly ball into the corner. The pitch is swung on just underneath this one. A towering fly ball, but it looks like the right fielder Alonso can't find it. It's going to land in right field, and Del Castillo standing on second with another double. He's 3-for-3 today. Again, that's a ball that really should have been caught. But the right fielder Alonso couldn't find it in the night sky. The first baseman, Nevin, knew exactly where it was. He just put his head down and started sprinting down the right field line, and he's the one who actually picked it up. Two out double for Del Castillo, his second one of the game, and Kevin Graham at the plate. Fouls off the first pitch. Graham, the right fielder today for the Rawhide. He has struck out and flown out to left. The pitch, low on the dirt, gets by the catcher. That allows Del Castillo to advance 90 feet to third base. It'll be a wild pitch. It was low in the dirt, and Rushing couldn't handle it. You see the catcher Rushing set up low on the outside corner. Instead, the pitch was low in the dirt and in the inside part of the plate. 1-1, runner on third, two down, Rawhide lead by two. The pitch fouled off. Rosario nearing the 50-pitch mark. He's just around 45. So this is his third inning of work. One, two. Fouled off. One, two. Fouled off. That was a really early swing by Graham. I mean, that was a high pitch, maybe on the outside part of the plate, maybe middle high. And he fouls that into the dugout of the Quakes down the first base side. Really early on that pitch. 1-2. Missing high and out. 2-2 count. Rosario kicks. Fouled off again. Infield back with two outs. Runner on third is Del Castillo. Graham looking for his first hit of the day. It would score a run. 2-2. Swung on. Fouled off again. Long at bat here by Graham. I think he's at. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Or maybe it's the ninth. 2-2. Swung on, hard ground ball, diving play. The first baseman, Nevin, stands up, touches first, and that will end the inning. Nice play by the first baseman, Nevin, to end the inning without a Rawhide run scoring. We're going into the sixth. The Rawhide still lead 4-2. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
This summer, save big at the pump all season long in a brand new Toyota hybrid. Because when it comes to hybrids, Toyota is the industry leader, offering more models than any other brand. So go ahead, adventure in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and enjoy the open road while getting incredible MPG. It all starts with a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
In the Valley, numbers don't work hard all day and still find time to volunteer. Credit scores don't put themselves through college at 37 and still make it to their kids' volleyball games. Account balances don't support their neighbors, but people do.
Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top half of the sixth. Rawhide lead by two. Jake Vogel at the plate takes ball one outside. Spencer Giesting back on the mound. Southpaw delivers. Swung on. Deep fly ball. Right center field. Graham giving chase. Won't get to it. It'll one hop the barn. Vogel on his horse heading for third, and he's going to reach there easily, but I think they're going to make him go to second base on a ground rule double. And John Shoemaker, the manager for the Quakes, out to have a conversation with Wason, and they're trying to discuss what the rule is. And Daniel Nava, the third base coach, out to talk to the home plate umpire, by the way. So both coaches on the bases are going to talk about it. I think he should be on third. You'd think I'd know the rules of my own ballpark, wouldn't you? That's embarrassing, Joe.
After playing for the Quakes, third baseman Nick Billison.
But the barn is technically in play. We'll go through it after this pitch to Nick Billison, who's batting from the right side with a runner on second. Here's the pitch. Misses low ball one. I've been at the Rawhide for 4 years, three seasons now, and I've never seen it hit the dirt and then go over and hit the roof of the barn. So there's a white line you can see right there if you're watching MLB TV that indicates if it's a home run. So if you hit the roof of the barn, it's a home run. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. But in this case, it hit the ground and then went over and hit the wall of the barn. So I guess it's technically, they're right, it should be a ground rule double. Be the same as if it hit the ground and then hit the video board and came back into play. Because the video board, it's not a part of the wall. It's separate. Same with the barn, technically. I've never seen that before. 2-1 count to Bittison. I think the umpire's got it right, though, now that I've been able to sit here and talk it out with all of you listeners. 3-1 count. Nobody out. Runner on second. Bittison at the plate. He was drafted by the Dodgers in the fourth round this year by Virginia Tech University. He's originally from Virginia. 3-1. Coming inside, a ball four. Bittison draws a walk to make it runners on first and second. Nobody out. And Gabby Hernandez is going to have a conversation with Spencer on the mound. And Del Castillo, as the rest of the infield comes in as well. The Rawhide lead by two, but the Quakes are threatening here.
The Shaw team of full service real estate team proudly serving the Valley and Central Coast with Hyde. Shaw team with community matters.
Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Shaw team, a full service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shaw team, where community matters. Alfred Murillo, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic, he's warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Visalia leads 4-2 in the top half of the sixth, but the Quakes are threatening. The runner on second is Vogel, on first, Bittison. And at the plate is the cleanup batter, Dalton Rushing. Left versus left matchup. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing, but it's a called strike on the low outside part of the plate. Rushing today is lined out to first, and he's also struck out. Keisting, glove at the belt, the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. .803 local time. We have been playing for 90 minutes now, an hour and a half. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball to center field. Johnson going back, still going back. It's a home run, just barely clears the center field wall. A three-run blast by Rushing. That was a loud hit. You could hear it in the crowd mic clearly. Just barely clears the wall in center field, hits the batter's eye. A three-run blast, 5-4 ball game. The Quakes lead. Rushing his 12th home run of the season, gets RBI 64, 65, and 66. Pitch looked like it was right at the belt. Was outside part of the plate, but Rushing times it up perfectly, and you can see there just barely clears the wall. Quakes take the lead 5-4, top half of the sixth, and the bases are empty for Kyle Nevin. Nobody out. The pitch. Called strike. Pitch misses outside, 2-1 count. All five runs scored by the Quakes have been from homers. Alonzo, a two-run blast in the second to make it a 2-0 ball game. And now here in the sixth, Rushing, a three-run blast. Now 5-4 ball game. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field. Base hit for Nevin, his first hit of the day.
Left fielder, Luis Rodriguez.
Luis Rodriguez at the plate. He is singled and struck out today. First time he's facing Geisting. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. 0-2 count. This will be the 30th pitch of the evening thrown by Spencer. Infield at double play depth. Southpaw delivers. Swung on and missed. The throw to second as the runner takes off is not in time. Stolen base for Nevin, but Rodriguez does strike out for the first out of the inning. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Here comes Jorge Cortez. It looks like this will be the day for Spencer. Call to the Bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Alfred Murillo will be the new pitcher on the mound. He'll inherit a runner on second, one down, in the top half of the sixth with the Rawhide trailing by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Make your home a pest-free
zone. Call ResCom for a free pest. This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron. It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Alfred Murillo on the mound for the Rawhide. Inherits a runner on second, one away in the top half of the sixth, with the Quakes now leading 5-4. First pitch from Murillo misses high, ball one. At the plate is Juan Alonso. He's hit a home run today and struck out. This is his California League debut. Here's the pitch, misses outside, ball two. So the Quakes have had a number of moves today. Ronan Kopp and Junior Garcia have both been promoted to high A. 2-0 for Murillo, swung on and missed. And Justin Robleski and Juan Alonso, who's at the plate now, both were promoted from the Arizona Complex League. And I believe Robleski is going to pitch at some point in this series. And yes, looking at the schedule, he will pitch on Friday. The pitch is swung on, fouled off out of play into the Hall of Fame Club balcony seats. And that's going to be a broken bat by Alonso. He hit it off the end of the bat. He'll go get a new one. Since 2012, Roasted Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roasted Brothers products at your local grocer or check roastedbrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Roasted Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. 2-2 count, one down, runner on second. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off out of play to the right. And into North Gidding Street. Another broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text to Justin at 559-747-2000. 2-2. Missing low and inside, ball three. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Alonso goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Two away, runner on second. Murillo had a little bit of a rocky start when he first joined the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Pena fields it. The throw to first is in time to retire Sean McClain. The Quakes strand a runner on second, but they do take the lead. It's a 5-4 ball game thanks to a three-run blast by the catcher, Dalton Rushing. Going into the bottom half of the sixth, the Rawhide trail by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
We understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return to buy
for more prizes. Josh Day at the plate for the Rawhide. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Rosario back on the mound. This is his fourth inning of work. The pitch swung on, fouled off. He's given up one run. It was a solo shot hit by Ivan Melendez. Josh Day today has had an RBI double, and he's also grounded out to second. That ground out to second base was his only at bat against Rosario. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Day goes down swinging for the first out of the bottom half of the sixth. Gavin Contesello comes to the plate. Rawhide trail by one. It's a 5-4 ball game in game one of this six-game series against the Quakes. Rawhide currently riding a six-game losing streak. They were swept by the Fresno Grizzlies, who just seem to continue to give them issues. This has been a trend since last year. The pitch has swung on and missed strike one. Last two seasons, the Rawhide have had losing seasons, but there's just something about playing the Grizzlies where they are unable to win ball games. Here's the 0-1. Misses outside. Against the Quakes, however, it's been a little bit of a different story. The pitch has swung on, fouled off. The Rawhide faced the Quakes quite a few times this year because of both being in the Southern Division. Rawhide are 9-15 against them. Meanwhile, against the Grizzlies, they're 2-14. The pitch. Check swing low in the dirt. Rawhide have a losing record to every team in the California League except for Modesto and Inland Empire 66ers. Against the Modestos, they're 3-3. And against the Sixers, they're 12-12. 2-2 count, one down. Fouled off. Contesello has reached twice today, once on an error that allowed two runs to score, the other on a single into center field. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball, third baseman Bittison pumps once, the throw to first in time. Bittison, a nice arm at third base. One down, and Brett Johnson will bat from the left side. So, full disclosure, I've seen Bittison play before. Back before I was hired by the Rawhide, I called games for the Nashua Silver Knights, and Bittison was entering his freshman year at Virginia Tech. So the pitch is a called strike, and he was on the Nashua Silver Knights team for a little bit until Virginia Tech wanted him to arrive early for workouts. I forgot how strong his arm was. The pitch misses outside, ball one, but as soon as I saw his... As soon as I saw his throw, I remembered. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off. Count is 1-2. A ball and two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch. Misses high, 2-2 count. The pitch. Misses high and in ball three. Johnson looking for his first hit of the day. He's lined out to left and struck out today. Second at bat against Rosario. Here's the pitch. Missing high and outside, ball four. A two-out walk given up by Rosario. For every walk this year. Presented by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game. Pena bats from the left side, swings and misses at the first pitch of the at-bat. It's only the second walk given up by the Quakes pitching staff, and the first one given up by Rosario. Johnson takes off, the pitch is low, and they're going to say that he has to go back to first base because of umpire interference. So, rushing, when he got the ball low in the dirt, he tried to transfer, and his hand did hit the home plate umpire, by the way, his mask. It's technically the right call, but, I mean, I don't think he was even going to get a throw off. There's been really weird things happening behind the plate today, specifically with rushing. 1-1 count, two down, the pitch, fouled off, out of play, 1-2 count. So we've had umpires interference now. We've had rushing get hit on a backswing twice. One of them ended up being a hitter's interference. The 1-2 swung on, fouled off, and that caused two potential stolen bases to end up not being anything. The runner's back at first base. That's how we have it here with Johnson on first. He had a great jump, and the pitch was low and inside. It wasn't a good pitch for rushing to try to throw on. Johnson's going again. The pitch misses. The throw is very wide of second base to the right, where the second baseman, Young, able to get it to prevent it from going into center field. That is really lucky for rushing. My goodness, I mean, when I say it was wide of second base, it was 10 feet wide. It almost hit Johnson as he started his slide. Well, finally, we have a stolen base here without a batter's interference, without an umpire's interference. Johnson staying at second base. 2-2 count, two down, the pitch. Fouled off, we'll do it again. Two, two count, two down. Runner on second in the sixth. Rawhide trail by one. The pitch. Cold strike three at the letters. Pena goes down looking on an off-speed pitch from Rosario. Rawhide strand a runner on second. Going into the seventh, they trail by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Looking for a bit of adventure this summer? Look no further than a new fuel-efficient Toyota Hybrid. As the industry leader, Toyota offers more hybrid models than any other brand, so you can live life to the fullest while getting incredible MPG. Go farther than ever before this season in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and save big at the pump all summer long in a brand new Toyota Hybrid. It all starts at Toyota's national sales event. Toyota, let's go places.
Alfred Murillo back on the mound. Top half of the seventh, the Quakes lead 5-4. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to Taylor Young. Young today has walked and also grounded out to second. Pitch is a called strike, 0-2 count. The pitch, missing low and outside, 1-2 count. Pitch from Murillo misses inside. Can give you the final pitching line for Spencer Giesting. He threw an inning and a third, gave up 3 earned runs off of 3 hits. Walked a batter, struck out 2. Pitch is swung on, ground ball. Pena has it. The throw to first is in time. Ground out to the second baseman. So, Giesting, all 3 runs came in the 6th. The deadly hit was the 3-run blast by Rushing. All 5 runs by the Quakes have scored from a home run. And Giesting right now on the line for the loss, unless the Rawhide can tie up the game. The pitch to Aline is a cold strike on the outside corner. Bubba Aline batting from the left side. The pitch swung on, popped up behind the plate, third base side. Del Castillo gives chase, but it will land out of play. 0-2 count. Aline is 1-for-3 today. He has singled, grounded out to first, and struck out. Maria was off to a rough start with the Rawhide, but then he was named Pitcher of the Week. The pitch is swung on and missed strike 3. Aline goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. 2 away, and Vogel comes to the plate. Now, when I say Pitcher of the Week, I'm not talking about the official one handed out by Minor League Baseball, but rather the one that's named by Ryan Harrell, our strength and conditioning coach. He gives out a Pitcher of the Week award to one of the Rawhide pitchers. The pitch misses low and outside, ball 1. And the winner gets a Bad Bunny t-shirt. Now, the way that I found out about this was Zach Barnes was wearing the Bad Bunny shirt. And if you know who Bad Bunny is, he's a Latin rapper. and not very many people other than our Latin American players are going to wear a Bad Bunny shirt, specifically Zach Barnes. He enjoys Latin music, he told me, but he's not going to go and buy a Bad Bunny shirt. The 2-0 cold strike. Well, Ryan decided to buy that shirt in order to, I guess, hype up the pitchers, really try to give them something to work for. It's tough when you're on a losing team with a not-so-great record to kind of keep the motivation up, so Ryan decided to try to do that. And apparently when Murillo got the shirt, and I remember seeing him wear that shirt now that I think about it, but again, that didn't, I didn't think anything of it because it'd be normal for someone from the Dominican Republic to own a Bad Bunny shirt. 2-2 count. The pitch is swung on line down the right field line. Johnson giving chase. It'll land in the corner, but it's a foul ball. 2-2 count still. So Murillo was really excited about getting that shirt, and something about getting that shirt clicked with him where he has just been fantastic ever since. And this is all a story from Zach Barnes, so if I'm wrong, blame Zach. But you have to love what Ryan is doing, the strength and conditioning coach for the Rawhide, trying to give these pitchers something to still work for, and that's something that they need to learn this early in their career. Sometimes you're not going to be a part of a winning team, and you still need to work hard for your team or for something else as the pitch is fouled off. Speaking from experience, with someone who has been on plenty of losing teams, can be tough. So Alfred Murillo working for a Bad Bunny t-shirt. Whatever works. The 2-2 misses low and outside ball 3. Full count. The pitch is swung on. High fly ball into right field. Johnson coming over. Makes the catch in foul territory along the fence to end the inning. Going into the bottom half of the seventh with stretch time. 5-4 ball game. The Quakes lead. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
This summer, save big at the pump all season long in a brand new Toyota Hybrid. Because when it comes to...
Check 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How about it? Let's hear it. Your Visalia
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Lorenzo took a look at now pitching number 43, Christian Suarez.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Mic check, 1-2, JT, can you hear me?
Bottom half of the seventh inning now, batting for the Visalia Rawhide, shortstop, Juan Cornel.
It's the bottom half of the seventh inning. Cornell at the plate, batting from the right side. The pitch misses low ball 1. We have a new pitcher on the mound. It's Christian Suarez, left-handed pitcher in relief for Rosario, who threw an amazing 4 innings of work for the Quakes. Here's the pitch, misses low. 2-0 count. 2-0. Suarez kicks. Swung on, fouled off. Suarez really taking his time. He's the third pitcher of the evening. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom. Southpaw delivers, swung on and missed strike two. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Corniel goes down swinging for the first out of the seventh.
Now batting is left fielder, Junior Franco.
Junior Franco batting from the left side. One down. The pitch. One oh count. Left versus left matchup. The pitch. Swung on and missed. One one. Suarez delivers. Misses outside. The Rawhide trail by one. It's the bottom half of the seventh. Slowly running out of time. Pitch to Franco. Low in the dirt. Franco's 0 for 3 today. He has struck out twice and lined out to right field. Three-one. The pitch. Fouled off out of play. Full count now. Final pitching line for Jeremy Rosario. He threw four innings for the Quakes, gave up four hits. One earned run is off a home run. Walked a batter while striking out six. Again, a great performance by the right-handed pitcher. Suarez delivers. Fouled off. Franco stays alive. Full count, 3-2. Infield cheating just slightly to the right, except for Bittis in the third baseman. So there's a big gap in the 5-6 hole between the third baseman and the shortstop. 3-2, swung on, ground ball, threw into right field by two diving infielders. Franco with a one-out single, his first hit of the day. A ground ball got by the diving first baseman, Nevin, and then Young, the second baseman, diving as well. It did hit off the glove of Young, but still goes into right field. And frankly, even if Young was able to make the play and keep it in his glove, there was probably not a chance to get Franco out because it would have had to be the pitcher, Suarez, covering first base. And he was over there, but Franco, a fast base runner, I don't think that Suarez would have beaten him. Melinda is at the plate. The pitch. Misses low. One-one count. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. The pitch. Just misses inside. It's a left-handed pitcher. I think it's Mesa. Again, we have a few more southpaws in the pen now. 2-0. Missing high ball three. That is Carlos Mesa warming in the pen for the Rawhide. 3-0. Misses low ball four. Melendez draws a walk on four pitches to make it runners on first and second. And one down. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are presented by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game. Pitching coach for the Quakes, Ramon Troncoso on the mound to have a conversation with Suarez. Runner on second, Junior Franco on first, Melendez. At the plate is Adrian Del Castillo. Rawhide trailed by one in the bottom half of the seventh. Big opportunity here for the catcher to tie up the game and maybe even give the Rawhide the lead. Some movement in the Quakes bullpen. Thank you to JT for being able to show us that. But no one's actually up and throwing the ball just yet. Just loosening up. The bullpen for the Quakes is down the right field line and kind of juts out by the CSDA pasture. So myself and the voice of the Quakes, Mike Linscock, are unable to see the bullpen down the right field side. It's always nice for JT to be able to show us that. We're ready for Adrian Del Castillo. Left versus left matchup. Pitch misses low, ball one. Del Castillo 3-for-3 today. A single and two doubles, although his last double probably could have been caught. It was a towering fly ball in right field. Alonso just lost it in the night sky. 1-0. There's a strike, 1-1 count. Suarez, the third pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. The pitch, low in the dirt, ball two. Suarez this season, 3-6, a 4.33 ERA. It's his 34th appearance out of the bullpen. He's done 54 innings of work for Rancho, striking out 70 while walking 30. Opponents are batting a 257 against him. 2-1. High and inside, ball three. A hitter's count for Del Castillo. Suarez sets. 3-1. Inside ball four, Del Castillo walks to make it bases loaded and one down for Kevin Graham. Again, tonight's Mayhem Walks are presented by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game. That is back-to-back walks given up by Suarez to make it bases loaded. Struck out Corniel to start off the inning, gave up a single to Franco, and walked the next two batters he faced. Graham at the plate looking for his first hit of the day, the pitch. High and inside, and that hit off of the umpire, but here comes Franco. He's safe. The ball gets by the catcher. Heads up play by Franco, but he is hurt at the plate. His left shoulder he's grabbing onto. That's unfortunate for Franco. Heads up play by him. We'll go through it again. So the ball just completely missed by the catcher rushing. It hit off of the home plate umpire. And that's not a dead ball when it hit off, when it hits off the umpire. Rushing couldn't find it. It hit off of, by the way, and rolled down the first base side. Franco took off a head first dive and he collided, it looked like, maybe with the shin guard of rushing. But Junior Franco scores the tying run. Again, heads up base running. He is moving his left arm, which is good, so I hope that it's nothing serious. And now Oscar Santos, the one of the catchers for the team, is going to go down to first base to be the first base coach. because Alvin Guzman was down at first base coaching, and he's more than likely going to replace Franco. Tied ball game 5-5. Crazy way for the Rawhide to tie it. And unfortunate for Franco, he got injured on the play. Pitch to Graham, swung on, fouled off. It's a 1-1 count. The runner on third is Melendez, and on second, Del Castillo. Infield in with one down in a tied ball game. Here's the pitch. Misses outside ball two. Two, one. Inside ball three, Suarez. A little bit wild right now. Again, he's walked two batters. The pitch that Franco scored on was ruled a wild pitch. Three balls and a strike. Pitch to Graham. Swung on, a fly ball into center field. Hopefully it's far enough for Melendez. Straight away center. He makes the catch. The throw's going to third. Melendez is going to score, and the Rawhide lead 6-5. Kevin Graham, a sacrifice flyout to give the Rawhide a one-run lead. Del Castillo stays at second. 6-5 ball game. The Rawhide retake the lead here in the bottom half of the seventh. Still an opportunity for them to extend this lead. Runner in scoring position for Josh Day, the designated hitter. Suarez sets, delivers, pitch misses. I don't know where. Neither does rushing. The catcher held it there for a beat or two. Trying to prove a point, and I think he had a point to prove. I think that was a strike. But it's a 1-0 count. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. 1-1 count. Day does have an RBI double. He's also grounded out to second and struck out. First time facing Suarez. 1-1. Check swing foul first base side. So Spencer Giesting, who gave up the three runs to make it a 5-4 ball game, no longer a part of the decision. He was on the hook for the loss, but the Rawhide now lead. And it is Mesa warming in the pen for the Rawhide. 1-2. Low and inside. 2-2 count. Two-two. Southpaw sets. He kicks. Outside ball three. Full count. Suarez, over 30 pitches thrown in this inning. If he gets out of it, it'll more than likely be his only inning of work. Payoff pitch. Outside a ball for Day, draws a walk, a two-out walk. Third walk of the inning given up by Suarez. Gavin Contesello coming to the plate. Runners on first and second. Del Castillo on second, Day on first. Both of them have walked. And here comes John Shoemaker. Think it'll be a call to the bullpen. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we will let you know who the new pitcher is He is inheriting runners on first and second with two down, and the Rawhide leading 6-5 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Brand new Toyota Hybrid. Because when it comes to hybrids, Toyota is the industry leader, offering more models than any other brand. So go ahead, adventure in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and enjoy the open road while getting incredible MPG. It all starts with a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
In the Valley, numbers don't work hard all day and still find time to volunteer. Credit scores don't put themselves through college at 37 and still make it to their kids' volleyball games. Account balances don't support their neighbors, but people do. You're not just a number at Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top-of-the-line products, competitive rates, digital banking options, and conveniently located branches. See all our member benefits at valleystrong.com. Valley Strong, the strong in all of us.
Gavin Contesello at the plate now. Two away, runners on first and second. Rawhide leads 6-5 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Time was called on a pitch clock violation. And it is. It's a pitch clock violation, so called strike. And now the new pitcher wants to have a conversation with rushing the catcher. I think the new pitcher is Heisel Barrow. No, that's 48. Beg your pardon. Yamil Castillo. There we go. That's the new pitcher. Yamil Castillo. Unable to tell if it was 40 or 48, but it is number 48 Castillo on the mound. So 1-0 count. Pitch clock violation on the pitcher. 1-0. Swung on deep fly ball right field, but it is very foul. 1-1 count. On second, Del Castillo. First is Day. Both of them walked. Castillo kicks. Swung on, ground ball right side. First baseman Nevin picks it up. He tags first, and that will end the inning. Rawhide strand two runners, but they do take the lead. Two runs score in the bottom half of the seventh inning, and they lead 6-5. We're going into the eighth, and this is going to be a call to the bullpen. Carlos Mesa, be the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Heading into the top of the eighth, Rawhide lead by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
In the Valley, numbers don't work hard all day and still find time to volunteer. Credit scores don't put themselves through college at 37 and still make it to their kids' volleyball games. Account balances don't support their neighbors, but people do. You're not just a number at Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top-of-the-line products, competitive rates, digital banking options, and conveniently located branches. See all our member benefits at valleystrong.com. Valley Strong, the strong in all of us.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
This summer, save big at the pump all season long in a brand new Toyota hybrid. Because when it comes to hybrids, Toyota is the industry leader, offering more models than any other brand. So go ahead, adventure in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and enjoy the open road while getting incredible MPG. It all starts with a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
You love your car.
Top half of the eighth inning, leading off this half with the Quakes. Third baseman, Nick Bennison.
Carlos Mesa on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch to Bittison, a called strike. Mesa, the fifth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. The pitch. Missing inside, ball one. He's in relief for Alfred Murillo. Murillo threw an inning and two-thirds. Should say a perfect inning and two-thirds. No hits, no runs, no walks, and struck out two. And now Del Castillo out to have another conversation with Mesa. Del Castillo just joined the Rawhide today. He flew in yesterday, I think. I'm not sure if he's caught Mesa before. Del Castillo, in his second year with the Diamondbacks organization, he was drafted last year. Mesa, on the other hand, has been with the Diamondbacks for quite some time now. He was signed as an international free agent in 2018 out of Venezuela. The 1-1, just missing outside. And by the way, Junior Franco is still in the game. The pitch fouled off. I am shocked. I thought he dislocated his shoulder. The way that he held on to his shoulder after the collision at the plate, I thought he dislocated it. But he's in the game. 2-2 count to Bittison. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Off a pole down the first base side, and it rolls all the way to Daniel Nava, the third base coach. Southpaw delivers. Missing outside, ball three. That was an off-speed pitch, it looked like. It missed. I know that Mace has been trying to work on his changeup. 3-2. Swung on, grounded, foul, first base side, and Bittison will have to go get a new bat. Left versus right matchup, the Southpaw Mesa on the mound. Low in the dirt, ball four. Bittison draws a leadoff walk in a one-run game, top half of the eighth inning.
Now batting is the catcher, Dalton Rushing.
Dalton Rushing at the plate. Does have a home run today. He had the three-run blast in the sixth inning to make it a 5-4 ball game. Runner on first is Bittison. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Left versus left matchup. One, swung on, a swinging bunt in front of the plate. Del Castillo picks it up. The throw to first is in time. A broken bat. Again, a swinging bunt. Acts like a sacrifice, but it won't be ruled that way. Bittison advances to second, and now potential tying run in scoring position.
First
baseman. Here's Kyle Nevin, batting from the right side. far. Nevin is 1-for-3 today. Lined out to right. Popped out to first and singled into left. The first pitch misses low and in, ball one. Runner in scoring position is Bittison. Mesa looks at him, peers in. Bittison's taking off her third. The pitch is a called strike. No throw from Del Castillo. And Bittison had a great jump off of Mesa. Potential tying run now 90 feet away, and there is movement in the Rawhide pen. Infield in, the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, a very delayed swing from Nevin. Lister Sosa warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Outfield shifting to the right. They have right fielder Graham Shallow and almost down the line. The pitch. Low and inside. Ball two. The center fielder Johnson to the right of the batter's eye. Left fielder Franco playing shallow and straight up. Infield in. Everyone in front of the base path. Two balls, two strikes, one down. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. The throw home is not in time. It was in time, but Del Castillo couldn't hold on to the ball, and Bittison scores. It's a 6-6 ball game. Corniel, a nice throw to Del Castillo, maybe a little bit wide to the right. Del Castillo had to swipe to try to get Bittison, and he is safe at the plate because Del Castillo dropped the ball. Not a very hard to hit ball. Corniel fires it home. It looked like he probably would have been called out. I think the home plate umpire, Daniel, by the way, started the out motion, but then saw the ball on the ground. 6-6 ball game, and the pitch now gets by Del Castillo, and Nevin's going to be standing on second. Runner in scoring position, one down. Will be an RBI. One oh count. Rodriguez at the plate. He's 1-for-3 today. Infield back now. The pitch misses outside, ball two. Mesa 6-4 with a 6.52 ERA. This is his 33rd appearance and 32nd appearance out of the bullpen. 2-0. Called strike. Inside corner. Mesa has two saves out of five opportunities. He has thrown 59 innings of work for the Rawhide, striking out 80 and walking 40. Opponents are batting 258 against him. 2-1 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. High fastball that he waves at. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Tied ball game in the top half of the eighth inning. Let's go, Rawhide, let's go. Come on, guys. Mesa kicks. Swung on and missed a strike three. Rodriguez goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. First pitch misses to Juan Alonso. Two down, still a runner in scoring position, still a tied game. The runner on second is Nevin. He reached on the fielder's choice and took second on a passed ball by Del Castillo. 1-0. Missing outside ball two. The fielder's choice is a slow ground ball. Corniel playing in with the runner on third. The throw home looked like it was going to be in time. A little bit to the right of the plate. But Del Castillo, as he swiped to try to tag out Bittison, unable to hold on to that ball. 2-0. Foul tipped. Count is 2-1. Infield shading to the right. Two balls, one strike of the pitch. Misses low and outside ball three. Alonso today has struck out twice. He's also hit a home run. So hitters count now. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. Outside ball four. That is the second walk given up by Mesa in this inning. And Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach, is going to come have a conversation with him on the mound. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Runner on second, Nevin. He reached on the fielder's choice, and now on first, Alonzo. He walked. At the plate is Sean McClain. He's 0-for-3 today. He has struck out looking, lined out to short, and grounds it out to second. Sosa still warming in the pen. Two down. With the walk, now the Rawhide can get an out at third, second, or first to end the inning. Pitch to McClain. Called strike on the inside corner. Oh, 1. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Time is called. I think Mesa stepped off. It's sweaty. I think he's hands are getting a little sweaty. It's hot here in Visalia. Over 100 degrees. I think it's supposed to be that way the whole series. 0-2 count, two down. The pitch. Outside, hits off of the glove of Del Castillo. Both runners will advance 90 feet. Two runners in scoring position now. 1-2 count. That'll be a wild pitch on Mesa. A base hit could score two with two outs, but it's one ball, two strikes for the count. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing. It's high. Mesa thought it was strike three. But it's a 2-2 count. I think that pitch has been called a strike before, but it's a 2-2 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. He still gets his strikeout as McClain goes down swinging to end the inning. But the Quakes score. It's a 6-6 ball game going into the bottom half of the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
In the Valley, numbers don't work hard all day and still find time to volunteer. Credit scores don't put themselves through college at 37 and still make it to their kids' volleyball games. Account balances don't support their neighbors, but people do. You're not just a number at Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top-of-the-line products, competitive rates, digital banking options, and conveniently located branches. See all our member benefits at valleystrong.com. Valley Strong, the strong in all of us.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, tied ball game 6-6. The first pitch to Brett Johnson misses high ball one. Pitch misses in ball two. Infield shading to the right. We are tied up at six. Back and forth game so far. Johnson at the plate. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. The 2-0. Misses low, ball three. Castillo back on the mound. Came in relief for Suarez in the last inning. 3-0. Called strike at the knees. 3-1 count, but still a hitter's count for Johnson. High ball for Johnson draws a leadoff walk to start off the bottom half of the eighth inning in a tied ball game. Manuel Pena at the plate, batting from the left side. Johnson, the runner on first, has stolen a base today. Squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a strike. Bittison, the third baseman, was in on the infield grass, ready for it. Oh, one count. Squaring to bunt early. Gets it down the first base side. A nice bunt. The catcher picks it up. The throw to first is just in time. What a play by Rushing. Are you kidding me? Looked like it was going to be a hit for Pena. Rushing picks it up and flings his body to the ground as he makes the play. We'll see if we can see it on the replay here. Going up the first base line. Finally, Rushing decides he's the one who has to do it. What a play by the catcher. One down. Successful sacrifice, although it was a beautiful bunt where it could have been a base hit if it was a less athletic catcher behind the plate. Corniel, batting from the left side, takes a cold strike on the outside corner. But the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position in a tied ball game, bottom half of the eighth. Pitch is a called strike. Count is now 0-2. Cornell looking for his first hit of the day. He has walked. 0-2. Swung on, lined foul, left field side towards the Budweiser red zone. Swung on, fouled off. He stays alive. Cornell has walked today. Attempted to bunt, but he's thrown out by the pitcher, and he's also struck out twice today. Swung on, fouled off towards the Quakes dugout. Tries to check his swing, but they're saying he did go around. According to the home plate umpire, he doesn't appeal down. Cornell strikes out for the second out of the inning. And Junior Franco comes to the plate. I don't think Cornell went around. But it's two down, runner on second, and Franco somehow still in the game. I mean, he was in so much pain on that play to the plate where he tied it up 5-5 at the time. The pitch is a called strike. He was holding on to his left arm, which is his throwing arm, and he's still kind of waving it around, trying to get some feeling in there. Maybe it's just a dead arm. Best case scenario. 0-1. Swung on, ground ball, right side. Second baseman is there. The throw to first in time, and we are still tied up going into the ninth. I think it's going to be Lister Sosa on the mound for the Rawhide as he heads out from the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Sosa will be on the mound in a tied ball game. We are heading into the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Lister Sosa on the mound. Taylor Young at the plate. The pitch misses, high ball one. Sosa is in relief for Mesa, so Sosa is the sixth pitcher of the evening. Tall right-handed pitcher, just 20 years old from the Dominican Republic. 1-0. Called strike. Pitch misses, outside ball two. Young today has walked and grounded out to second base twice. Top half of the ninth inning, tied up at six. The pitch. Missing low and outside. Ball three. Three-one. Swung on, ground ball. Contesello gets in front of it. The throw to first is in the dirt, but picked by the first baseman Melendez. One away. A nice decision by Contesello to get in front of it. Instead of trying to backhand it, he had the time. Throw was low, but a great pick by Melendez for the first out. One away for Bubba Alin, the designated hitter and leadoff man. Swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 count. Final pitching line for Carlos Mesa. He did give up one earned run in one inning. Didn't give up a hit, but he walked two and struck out two. The pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball. Johnson going back. It will stay in the yard as he makes the catch in front of the warning track for the second out of the inning. 1,008, 1008 is the announced attendance. You could hear, I don't know if I could just hear it from the crowd mic or if I just heard it through my headphones, but you could hear the crowd get a little bit nervous with that fly out. Two down, Jake Vogel at the plate. Sosa kicks, outside ball one. Here's the 1-0. Called strike at the knees. Sosa this season, 3-4, a 3.46 ERA. This is his 34th appearance out of the bullpen. Pitch misses, low and outside, ball two. He has thrown 65 innings of work. Striking out 62 while walking 28. And opponents are batting 218 against him. 2-1. Low in the dirt, ball three. Hitters count for Vogel. Tied ball game. Two outs. Top half of the ninth. Three-one. Called strike. Vogel also checked his swing. I think he might have gone around either way. Full count. And they just called a balk on Lister Sosa. Sir Jake Vogel. Do they call a balk or a pitch clock violation? I think Sosa was trying to call time.
Third baseman, Nick Minnison.
And it is a pitch clock violation, so he stepped off. But you have to call time when there's no runners on. You can't just step off and have it automatically be a time or the pitch clock resetting. So because of that, it's ball four and Vogel on first base. And Bittison at the plate swings at the first pitch. Line drive down the right field line. Johnson getting it in, but Vogel is going to be standing on third and his runners on the corners. Two down and a tied ball game in the ninth inning. That is an unfortunate situation for Sosa. Again, the runner on third, Vogel, reached on a walk because of a pitch clock violation, and Sosa knew that the pitch clock violation was coming. That was why he stepped off. But when there are no runners on, you still have to call time. And this is why the pitch clock rules infuriate me. I don't understand why you can't just step off and have that automatically mean time. It does when there's runners on, because it's a step off. Two down, rushing at the plate, runners in the corners. We don't have time for me to get on my soapbox about the pitch clock. This happens at least once a week, and we don't need to do it in game one. Runner on third is Vogel. Bittison on first. Rushing at the plate. One for four today. The pitch. Runners off for second. It swung on and missed. No throw from Del Castillo, so Bittison is safe at second. 0-2 count, two down. Time is called by rushing. And Del Castillo calls for time. He's going to go have a conversation with Sosa. Sosa had the first two outs, induced a ground ball, induced a deep fly ball, but then walked Vogel on a pitch clock violation and gave up a single to Bittison, who actually was late on the pitch. It was a high inside fastball that he's able to muscle into right field, making it runners on the corners, and Bittison took off for second. No throw from Del Castillo. Runners on second and third. The 0-2 misses inside and low. Ball one. Sosa sets. The 1-2. Fouled off. He stays alive. One, two. Right versus left matchup. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Rushing goes down, swinging to end the inning. Despite the pitch clock violation, Sosa able to get out of it to keep it a tied ball game. Tied up at six going into the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rawhide will try to walk it off, do up Melendez, Del Castillo, and Graham. We are heading into the bottom half of the ninth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, Melendez takes ball one low. We are tied up at six, Rawhide trying to walk it off and snap a six-game losing streak. At the plate is Melendez. He has singled, hit a home run, and walked today. The only time he's been retired is when he struck out in the fifth. Pitch misses, high ball two. Castillo back on the mound. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. Outside, ball three. And Castillo having some issues finding the strike zone right now. Called strike on the outside corner. Outside ball for Melendez draws a lead off a walk, and I would assume they're going to put a pinch runner in. Maybe. I could be wrong. And no, they aren't. I saw Cortez starting to head to the dugout. I thought he was going to have someone pinch run. Melendez standing on first. He'll stay there. Adrian Del Castillo will come to the plate, but John Shoemaker is going to go to the bullpen. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, the new pitcher will inherit a runner on first with nobody out in a tied ball game in the bottom half of the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Looking for a bit of adventure this summer? Look no further than a new fuel-efficient Toyota Hybrid. As the industry leader, Toyota offers more hybrid models than any other brand, so you can live life to the fullest while getting incredible MPG. Go farther than ever before this season in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and save big at the pump all summer long in a brand new Toyota Hybrid. It all starts at Toyota's national sales event. Toyota, let's go places.
New pitcher on the mound, right-handed pitcher Ronaldo De Paula. He's facing Adrian Del Castillo, who has reached base four times today. He has singled, doubled twice, and walked. Runner on first is Melendez, tied a ball game 6-6. A pitch is a called strike on the high outside corner. De Paula in relief for Castillo. He's the fifth pitcher of the evening. 0-1. Missing high, ball two. Castillo. Responsible for the runner on first, Melendez. Melendez represents the winning run. We are tied up at six in the ninth. Rawhide trying to walk it off and snap a six-game losing streak. The Quakes trying to send it into extras. 1-1. Inside, called strike. 1-2 count. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Second baseman is there. Flipped to second for one. On to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play. Two down. Nobody on. And it's up to Kevin Graham to extend this inning for the Rawhide. Two down. .932 local time. We are 3 hours into this ball game. One out away from going into extras. The pitch misses, high ball one. Kevin Graham batting from the left side. 0-3, but does have a sacrifice fly out. 1-0. Swung on. Tapper in front of the plate. First base side. DePaula picks it up. The throw to first goes down the right field line. Graham heading for second. The throw to second is not in time. He's safe at second base, and we have something going in the ninth inning. It'll be an error. A tapper down the first base side. The pitcher, DePaula, picks it up and spikes it. The first baseman, Nevin, couldn't handle it. A throwing error on the pitcher. That's the third error of the day for the Quakes. And a runner in scoring position in a tied ball game with two outs. Pitched, misses low, ball one. It was an off-speed pitch. Day does have an RBI. He doubled back in the second inning. Since then, grounds out to second, a strikeout and a walk. .10. Missing low and outside. 2-0 count. Rushing calls for time. Two balls, no strikes, two down. Runner in scoring position is Kevin Graham. He's fast. Outfield shifting to the right. Infield to the left. Slight delay of game as Jake Vogel, the center fielder, saw, I think it was a ball out in right center field and threw it over the McUltra sign. And now here comes the pitching coach. Oh, my gosh. So we have had a meeting on the
committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/src. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
This summer, save big at the pump all season long in a brand new Toyota hybrid. Because when it comes to hybrids, Toyota is the industry leader, offering more models than any other brand. So go ahead, adventure in the most fuel-efficient way possible, and enjoy the open road while getting incredible MPG. It all starts with a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future and...
Really, Valley Strong. Grow your possibilities.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Bottom half of the 10th, the Rawhide need to score 2 to extend this game, 3 to win it. First pitch to Johnson, misses outside, ball 1. The runner placed on second is Gavin Contasello. Here's the 1-0, missing outside, ball 2. Pitch from DePaula, swung on, fly ball, out of play, left field side. We were tied up at 6 going into the 10th, and 2 runs scored for the Quakes. It was off of a balk, an infield single. And another RBI single, the pitch, fouled off, 2-2 count. Swung on, fouled off again. Joe Pefter, Johnson, Pena, Corniel. If one of them reach, it'll be Franco. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Cold strike 3 on the high outside corner. Johnson thought it should have been ball 3. 1 down.
Second baseman, Manuel Pena.
Looked a little high from here, but nice framing by rushing. One away, runner on second, and Pena batting from the left. Swung on, fouled off first base side. Pena today. 0-for-4, he has struck out twice. Flied out to center. Reached on an error. And had a sacrifice bunt. 0-1. Misses outside. 1-1 count. Pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play behind the grandstands. Pena batting 325 this season. He's been with the team for about a month now. The pitch misses high, 2-2 count. Pena has driven in 9 runs this season. Looking for a 10th here with Conticello on second. 2 balls, 2 strikes. DePaula kicks. Very outside. Very high. Ball 3. Right versus left matchup. Payoff pitch. Swung on and it'll reach the grandstands out of play. DePaula nearing the 25-pitch mark now. The pitch. Swung on. That's fouled off his front foot. And Pena, skipping around home plate, will walk that one off. Trailed by 2, bottom half of the 10th. 1 away, runner in scoring position. DePaula kicks. Swung on and missed strike 3. Pena goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. And Juan Corniel coming to the plate. Last chance for the Rawhide to extend this game. They trail by 2, 2 down, runner on second. First pitch is swung on and missed strike 1. Looked like an inside fastball that blew by Corniel. He's 0 for 4 today with a walk and struck out 3 times. The pitch. Swung on. Pop fly third baseman. Vittison comes over. Now backpedals, makes the catch. And that will end the inning. The Quakes win it in extras. Final score 8-6.
Thank you for attending tonight's game.
The Rawhide.
The ballpark. Be sure to check the back of your ticket for special offers like the
in their 9th extra inning game. Lose for the 6th time in extras. They fall to the Quakes by a score of 8-6. Your losing pitcher will be Lister Sosa and the winning pitcher, Ronaldo DePaula. When we come back, we'll tell you more about this game, give you a post-game recap. Tell you who the steel player of the game is and let you know what to look forward to tomorrow. Rawhide. Now have a 7-game losing streak fall to the Quakes 8-6. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. For those of you watching on MLB TV, I think the feed's going to be cut soon by Minor League Baseball. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to tonight's broadcast. Huge thank you to JT for manning the cameras for us today. A thank you to the Rawhide front office and, of course, First Pitch Entertainment. I'm Jill Guerin signing off from MLB TV. First Pitch is tomorrow at 6:30 for Game 2 against the Quakes. For those of you watching on MLB TV, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. For those of you on RawhideBaseball.com, let's take you through this ball game. The Quakes scored first. It was in the second inning. A 2-run blast by Juan Alonso His first at-bat as a member of the Quakes in his California League debut, an opposite field home run to make it a 2-0 ball game in the top half of the second. Diomede Sierra would leave the game due to an injury. You have to hope that it's nothing serious. We'll know shortly after this game. Rather, after we get into the clubhouse, how serious it is. But he left the game with the Rawhide losing 2-0. But in the bottom half of the third, with two outs, Rawhide, beg your pardon, was not with two outs, looking at the wrong column. Ivan Melendez, the first hit of the day for the Rawhide, singled into center field. And another single by Adrian Del Castillo. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. With one out, Josh Day had an RBI double to drive in Melendez to make it a 2-1 ball game. Then Gavin Contesello on the next at bat with runners on second and third hit a ground ball to the first baseman. Nevin missed the ball, an error on him, allowing two runs to score. And that was how the Rawhide led 3-2 going into the third. They would extend that lead in the bottom half of the third inning when Ivan Melendez hit a solo shot over the left center field wall to make it a 4-2 ball game. It would remain that score until the sixth, with Spencer Giesting on the mounds, gave up a 3-run blast to Dalton Rushing. Made it 5-4 in the sixth inning. Rawhide would retake the lead in the bottom half of the seventh. Franco singled, and then two walks given up by Suarez made it bases loaded and one down. A wild pitch that hit off of the umpire's mask and got away from the catcher. Franco advanced on that wild pitch and scored, got injured on the play, stayed in the game, but that was how they tied it up 5-5. Later on in that inning, Melendez scored on a sacrifice flyout by Kevin Graham to make it a 6-5 ball game. With Carlos Mesa on the mound in the top half of the eighth inning, the Quakes would tie it up. Bittison drew a leadoff walk. Rushing grounds it out to the catcher on a swinging bunt. Bittison stole third. And then with the infield in, runner on third, one down, a slow ground ball hit by Nevin. Corniel picked it up. The throw home looked like it was going to get Bittison, but Del Castillo, as he swiped to tag Bittison, dropped the ball, couldn't hold on to it. And that was how we had a tied ball game, 6-6 in the eighth inning. Carlos Mesa would get the blown save. Finally, we get out of the inning with two strikeouts, but a run does score to tie it up in the eighth. It was tied 6-6 going into extras. Two runs scored for the Quakes in a really unfortunate situation for Lister Sosa, who was on the mound. Rushing was placed on second with nobody out. Nevin singled on a slow ground ball to the third baseman, Contesello. It looked like he allowed the base runner to go in front of him before he came in to get the ball. If that's the case, what he should have done was make contact with the runner because he has the right of way to the ball. Instead, it's an infield single, runners in the corners, and then a balk called on Lister Sosa allowed the first run of the game, of the inning rather, to score to give the Quakes a 7-6 ball game. Nobody out, runner on second. Wild pitch by Sosa allowed Nevin to go to third, still nobody out. Rodriguez singled, and it was an 8-6 ball game. That would be the final score. Lister Sosa is your losing pitcher. He's now 3-5 on the year. Ronaldo DePaula, who threw in the ninth and the tenth inning for the Quakes, picks up the win. He's now 2-0 this season. Time of game, 3 hours and 25 minutes into this extra inning ball game. Rawhide drop game one to the Quakes. Now have a 7-game losing streak. Rawhide will try to snap that losing streak tomorrow. First pitch is at 6:30 at Valley Strong Ballpark for game two of the 6-game series. Right-handed pitcher Peter Hubick for the Quakes will be on the mound, and right-handed pitcher Ryan Day on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch at 6:30. We will be live on RawhideBaseball.com and on MLB TV at 6:20. I'm Joel Guerin signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark. One final time, the Quakes, 8 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. Rawhide, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors committed. They fall to the Quakes in extras. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening. I'm Joel Guerin. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.